Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled Wisdom's Gift.
My comments for Sunday, 26th of July, are based not only on the gospel text for the day, but also on the other biblical readings being used in the Roman Catholic liturgy to mark this specific day, the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Permit me then to quote first from the first book of Kings from the Hebrew Bible. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked, "Ask what you would like me to give you." Solomon replied, "Lord my God, you have made your servant king in succession to David, my father, but I am very young and unskilled in leadership. Give your servant a heart to understand how to discern between good and evil." Then the second reading in the liturgy for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, and I quote briefly. "We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him, with all those he has called according to his purpose. They are the ones he chose to become true images of his Son." The gospel text earmarked for this Sunday is taken from chapter 13 of the Gospel according to Matthew. Having spoken to the crowds of people at some length, Jesus asked them, the evangelist tells us, "Have you understood all this?" They said, "Yes." I cannot immediately fail to add, having quoted this, that I myself sense I have as yet understood very little of what Jesus taught. But I am more convinced than ever that he is indeed the teacher I need to hear, the master I want to listen to again and again, the savior I can and wish to count on. But I go back to that first reading from the Hebrew Bible. What a phrase, what a prayer. Give your servant a heart to understand what is good and what is evil. Is it any wonder that one of the ancient sayings that we still use is to speak of a person who has the wisdom of Solomon? In today's world, just as much as the 3,000 years ago world, wisdom, skill in knowing the difference between good and evil, it is a precious gift. And of course, there's one other gift that can top it, the gift or skill that enables us to respond to God's grace and do what is good, not just know what is good. It's bound to take time, this search for wisdom that provides the signposts for our behavior. But listening afresh to the message of Jesus is possible for us. At a certain stage, our ears and heart may perhaps be even more willing to listen. Our experiences over time can help sharpen the antenna as we keep looking for wisdom. In the letter to the Romans, Paul said, God cooperates with those who love God. What does that mean? Perhaps the desire to love God in return for the gifts of our own life and health enables us to see better than before what we ought to do and say. And that is just a long-winded term for wisdom, knowing better than before what to say and what to do. For a time, each of us struggles and asks questions, perhaps not really thinking we can achieve solutions or hear any satisfactory answer. Then it can happen, Jesus knew it could, it can happen that you find treasure at some point. Yes, Your anxiety then is to hold on to the treasure and please God to use it to help your search for wisdom. I'm sure that each of us has known moments, too fleeting perhaps, moments when you give thanks for a pearl you have found, a treasure you have uncovered, a friend perhaps you know is just right for you. In each case, we need the wisdom to teach us how best to use the grace or the good luck that's come our way. Lord, show me the way forward. Now you have set me on my way. This might be a suitable prayer in such situations. Lord, show me the way forward. Now you have set me on the way. As Jesus said, things old and new can come out of the storeroom. What is new is today's prayer, today's desire in our hearts, today's opportunity for a fresh start in any aspect of our lives, our personal, our family, or our work life. This Sunday's Mass sees us repeat this prayer. And with this I conclude. Guide us so to use the good things of this world that even now we may hold fast to what endures forever. Amen.